This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, said Friday some 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, many elderly and with disabilities, are clinging on to an existence in horrific circumstances in and around the besieged city of Bakhmut. Russian forces have been trying for months to capture the city in Europe's bloodiest infantry battle since World War II. At a news briefing via video link on Friday, the ICRC's Umar Khan said they've been delivering aid to what they believe to be thousands of people who remain in Bakhmut.
Based on our understanding, there are several thousand residents still living in Bakhmut. And if you talk about near the communities around, the numbers would be crossing, coming closer to several thousand, possibly around 10,000 in the immediate vicinity of the areas around. The civilians that are stuck there, currently living in very dire conditions, spending almost the entire days in intense shelling in the shelters.
Khan called on all involved to respect international humanitarian law. In the latest news regarding fighting in Ukraine, officials in Kyiv say a long-range Russian artillery bombardments have killed at least 10 civilians and wounded 20 others in several parts of Ukraine Friday. Five people died in the eastern Donetsk region when a Russian missile hit an aid station where civilians can get food, warmth, and electricity to recharge their phones as the mostly artillery war in the winter months stretched into its second spring. In southern Ukraine, Russian shelling killed one person in the city of Kherson and killed another person and wounded four others in the town of Belozerka. President Vladimir Zelensky visited that region Thursday. The attacks came as the Kremlin officials warned that its forces are prepared for an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive that's expected to be launched in the next few weeks. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are meeting in Canada's capital of Ottawa Friday for wide-ranging talks that are expected to include the 13-month-old war in Ukraine, military spending, shared concerns about China's aggressiveness, and violence and political instability in Haiti. The two leaders are also expected to announce Friday an agreement aimed to stem the flow of asylum seekers at unofficial border crossings from the U.S. into Canada. The visit is Biden's first to Canada as president, but during a photo opportunity before their formal talks began, Trudeau said that does not mean the two governments have not been in touch.
Obviously, we've been working closely together over the past few years on how to build strong economies for everyone in our two countries and around the world, how to continue our fight against climate change and prepare a stronger economic future for everyone, but also how we deal with changing geopolitical security contexts and how we continue the important work of keeping our citizens safe and standing up for our values everywhere around the world. We have no greater friend and ally than the United States.
After their talks, President Biden was expected to address the Canadian Parliament. The departure of Western automakers have narrowed options for Russian consumers, and Chinese automakers are looking to fill the gap, forcing Russians to overcome their reluctance to embrace Chinese brands and stomach higher prices. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Car buyers Reuters spoke to were unsure about the quality of the new offerings. At the price they're charging, the plastics look cheap, says one man. Auto journalist Sergei Aslanian says that reflects a Russian perception that Chinese products are down market.
If a person in Russia wants to put somebody down, they will say that, hey, you have a Chinese phone or your car is Chinese. At the moment, people are not that hungry to show demand for Chinese products.
Sales figures tell a different story, though. Chinese brands now have almost 40% of Russia's car market, up from less than 10% early last year. The main driver may be the simple fact of availability. Russians increasingly have little choice, with most Western brands already gone.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are pressing forward with a vote on a midterm campaign promise, a bill that would give parents greater oversight on what is taught in public schools. Critics say the bill is burdensome, a burdensome proposal that would fuel a far-right movement that has already resulted in book bans. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has made the Parents' Bill of Rights Act a top priority during the early weeks of his tenure as Speaker. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.